Wouldn't that be funny if all if they were from Missouri?
We've got all that information. If I'll try to find that book, right?
I have a book of my family tree on my daddy's side.
Hey. Oh, I bet that's a pleasure.
That's what Pastor just laughs at me about that.
We dig all these cram novels. It goes clear back to Captain John. Is it or there's a record's not real clear. He had a original grant to a settlement of land in James. 1623.
Boy.
It's then there are skips in it, but it's pretty complete. Especially as it wouldn't be complete for this.
Gee. That's...
Well, I'll just hand it up. If you want it.
Yeah, I'd like to get it. I'm interested in the population movements that took place in this.
This is
peripheral to the study, but it fascinates me, the way people shifted and came in and where they went before they came in. It seems that Mena, Arkansas helped to a great extent to populate the southeastern part of the state. Meeting people down there, it seems that 4 out of 5 would somehow or other go back to Mena. So either this was just a staging area where people came and bought wagons and then came in, or else Mena at that time was so heavily populated that they were looking for some place to go. And Oklahoma.
They were afraid to come here because they thought they were going to be scalped by the Indians.
Yeah. Well, the country there was much like Mena, I guess. So they were just going out into some of their own country. They knew how to handle it.
Is it near Oklahoma?
Yeah, just the other side of the border. I almost went there accidentally when I was looking for one of the back roads down there to do a call on a fellow. I knew I'd missed it when a sign said Arkansas. Some of those things that I didn't put in the interview. I told the fellow about it and said then said don't put that in. There was a woman from one of the Oklahoma City papers who came in and spent a morning with me. And I was talking about some of the northern expressions that I found some of the Indians used. Hey Mao, and barnyard instead of barn lock, things like this. This was down in southern Oklahoma. But in talking with these people, I learned that most of them who talked this way had gone to the Indian school, and at the Indian school had many northern teachers in it then. So of course when they learned English, they just picked it up from their teachers. And as she left, she said, and you think that our Indians speak better than our white people. So I called her back in and we sat down. For 15 minutes I explained to her that she'd better not say that.
Yeah. No quotes.
Yeah. She never published the article. I was rather pleased.
Well, she probably wanted to have this dashing headline.
Yeah.
I wish your professor writes the Indians in the wise.
No, just wait for the dark night and leave. But of all the crazy conclusions to draw.
I have heard the reporters are good now. I don't have any experience.
They look for the sensational. What will give me a good headline? Sometimes. This boy Jerry who wrote that article for the alumnus was pretty good that way. He followed rather closely and didn't distort the facts. But I've had some crazy ones come out of the basement of the classroom building where they have the publicity bureau. These people are obliged to write so many articles on research grants, I guess. So we all have a turn at it. We're all afraid of what sort of a nut we're going to be next time.